Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. I'm your host, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Joining me today is the scout that everyone is talking about on social media, YouTube, all the books out there, CBS Sportsline. He's all over the place. And I'm very thankful that he's here with me today. Before I get started, if you like the video, please come in and share it. We're going to do a little bit something different here on 100 Yards Football this morning. As you've been seeing Mr. Kelly do videos with me, we've been breaking down players from their strengths to their weaknesses. But today, Mr. Kelly is going to tell you on his board, on his list, with his years of experience, who are his top five cornerbacks right now that's going into the 2022 NFL draft. So if you like the video, please come in and share it, and we'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And by the way, if you need a good reading leading up to the NFL draft, please buy this young man's book, Whatever It Takes. It would definitely change your life. Real talk, very seriously, because this young man being with me today, you would not believe his journey. It's something very serious that would touch your heart. I'm real serious about it. Please buy his book, Whatever It Takes. So, coming from West Florida, my man, Daniel Kelly. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mr. Turner. I'm on an island, 4x2 mile island surrounded by the ocean. I'm doing great. Things are good. Things are good. How are you doing, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm doing fine. So you ready to talk about your five top cornerbacks in this year's 2022 NFL draft?
Absolutely. I got my top five on my big board.
Start with number five. The young man out of the University of Auburn, Mr. Roger McCrary. What do you love about him?
Well, actually, I moved him. I have number five right now. I have Trent McDuffie right now out of Washington. So that was a change I made since the last time we spoke. Okay. And I'm not going to outline all the games I watch, because if anybody out there wants to put my feet to the fire and hold me accountable to the game film, I have all these corners ran up for SI Lions and SI Jets. You can click on Daniel Kelly, SI Lions, SI Jets. All the work is documented. All the game film is documented. And let's start with McDuffie. That's been a change. There's been a change, Mr. Turner. And the thing I like about him out of Washington is that he has 6 passes defense, 1 sack, and 0 interceptions in 2021. But he has a couple interceptions since 2019, 2020. You know, this guy played on a bend but don't break defense. He gave some cushion. There was a lot of off man looks pre-snap, but taking a closer look at Trent McDuffie, he showed he can flip his hips and tightly shadow at the route breakpoints. Now, listen, folks, this is one of the critical things you need to really look at when you look at corners, is look at the hips of these corners. Can they tightly shadow at the breakpoints? Because the running back, the receivers out there, are running very tight, crisp routes at the breakpoint. When I say breakpoint, I mean where the receivers break off the routes And if you're a corner who can't keep up, you're going to get toasted in the National Football League. Getting back to McDuffie, he can match at the break point. He has the hips to do it. Granted, his man tight assignments were rare, but he showed again he can do it. I like McDuffie because he has the hips for this. He can play off or tight press. And he brings a physical edge to the game and to the position. 5'11", 195, and he showed he can pop receivers and pop running backs. He's a sure tackler, too. I like him a lot. And he also has the ability to be sent on a blitz. A lot to like about Trent McDuffie. As they say on ESPN, number four. Roger McCreary, we're going to get to him next, Mr. Turner. That's the guy. I just flipped McCreary and McDuffie on my big board. They both start with MC. Maybe they'll represent McDonald's at some point on a commercial. Hey, it's Roger McCreary. Try McDonald's new sandwich. This guy is productive, okay? 31 passes defensed, and I think that's why I moved him up number the four over the last 3 years. 6 interceptions out of Auburn. Don't be surprised if the man I used to work with on staff, Bill Belichick, takes McCreary at pick number 21 in the first round, especially if they lose J.C. Jackson, who did not get franchise tagged in New England, because Bill Belichick is all about corners. That's his number one position, and he's all about technique. And this guy, Roger McCreary, plays well beyond his years. He's a very mature corner who I had a chance to sit down and talk with for Sports Illustrated in interview. He's a very mature corner who plays with excellent and mature technique. He excels in off and tight man press coverage. He uses his hands well. Highlight that. It's almost like his hands are a second set of eyes for him. Does a very nice job of mirroring the receivers and what he lacks in his hips. Now, he does have some rigidity in the hips I just touched on, but he makes up for it like a veteran by playing good angles in coverage. And this is what I mean about mature technique. I like the fact he put up 3 years of consistent production in college. He's a guy that likes to get into and can get into a receiver's hip pocket, and he can stay there throughout the duration of the game. This guy is an ideal number two corner on the NFL team, and it's a name you should get to know as we head into the 2022 NFL draft. Number three. Kyrie Lamb from Florida. This is another guy, 2 years of consistent production, 3 interceptions, 16 passes defensed. This guy, I have him mocked actually overall to go 15th overall to the Philadelphia Eagles for SI Sports Illustrated New York Jets. I just put out a top 20 mock draft. I have him 15 overall, 6'2", 196, really nice length, intriguing, imposing kind of corner who brings an element to a defense that changes the complexion of the defense. This guy is menacing. Elam is an athletic, lengthy corner with flexible hips. This guy can get under a receiver's skin, and I love this about Elam. He's like an octopus. That's what I called him. That's my nickname for him because for SI Lions, I talked to him because he has very active arms and active hands. He's instinctual, and the only knock on Elam is that he lacks the coveted burst that you'd want to the ball, and he wants nothing at all to do with the run. But outside of that, he is everything an NFL team would want in a corner. He will intimidate receivers. He brings attitude, and he had one of the best 40s in the game from what I just read recently at a 4.39 40. There is a lot to like about Kyrie Elam, and I certainly like him a lot. He's one of those tough physical. Right when I saw him, I said Philadelphia Eagles. That's a team that came to mind when I watched him play. Number two, Kyler Gordon, Washington. This may come to a surprise to some folks out there, but this guy has got everything you'd want in a corner, 12 career passes, defense, 2 interception. He's the second best corner in this draft. I have him mocked number 14 overall to Baltimore, and he's a press man who's a long-armed stalker. He has good speed, and he does have that coveted short burst, and he looks very comfy out there on an island one-on-one with receivers all day long. He can shadow receivers. He's a smooth athlete who actually credits ballet and kung fu for his athleticism. He can make a play on the ball. He's got excellent technique, route leverage, and I love he always seems to have an eye on the backfield, seeing what's going on with the quarterback, a solid tackler who also enjoys contact. There is a lot to like about Kyler Gordon. Go watch him if you haven't seen him. And now we're moving up to the top guy. That's right. You can see him on your screen there. Number one, Ahmad Sauce Gardner. This is the guy, 9 interceptions, 18 passes defense, 3.5 career sacks. This is the cream of the crop. Reminds me of Champ Bailey, which is saying a lot because I named my firstborn daughter after Champ Bailey, Bailey Hope. This guy's got the coverage abilities, shades of Champ Bailey, and he's got the aggression of D'Angelo Hall, if you remember him. This guy is like a receiver's shadow. Zero. That's right. 0 touchdowns allowed in his 4-year college career. And he says he doesn't really intend on giving up any touchdowns at the NFL level either. This guy is a lean, lanky, athletic, smooth, and aggressive operator, 6'3", 200 pounds, and he comes from an aggressive defense at Cincinnati. He's a physical playmaker who has the attitude for the position, and he has the coveted burst. This guy is a true lockdown corner who uses his hands well, loves to come up and challenge tight pre-snap and tight press man. He loves to play bump and run. You can put him up there out there against the opponent's top receiver and just leave him and throw away the key. He takes away half the field and maintains good route leverage. He's just tough to shake for receivers. And he can blitz off the edge as well. He can flip his hips. He can do everything you'd want. This guy is a ball hawk with swag. This guy's got the attitude and the demeanor for the position. He's very confident. His body language on game film comes off very confident. Like I said, I like the fact he keeps an eye on the backfield. It's almost, guys, like he likes to bait and dare quarterbacks to throw the ball against him, which I love. I love that about him. He excels at all 3 route levels. He's tough to throw a screen pass against even. He uses the sidelines well in the intermediate levels, and he positions himself well deep. This guy is a Pro Bowl type of player who I can't say enough good things about Sauce Gardner. Listen, like we said before we came on the show, if you have a nickname, you know you're the best. And that's Ahmad Gardner. Those are my top 5 corners on my big board heading into the 2022 NFL draft, Mr. Turner.
I'm going to make some quick comments about your top 5. That's why we love you here coming on 100 Yards of Football every week. Quickly, I love your top 5. I'm going to start with your 5th one, Trent McDuffie, out of the University of Washington. Kind of a small guy in stature, but what I like about him, aggressive tackler. Mm-hmm. 94 career tackles. Then when you look at him, you kind of remind you of a little Kenny Johnson that played at Mississippi State, played with the Atlanta Falcons, who's a corner of one of the guys that's on our platform right now, Mr. Bobby Butler. Then Mr. McDuffie's got a little bit of that dog pound in him, Hanfrick Dixon and Frank Minifield.
There you go.
And he reminds me of 2 Florida State corners. One of them is from Key West, Florida. Corey Sawyer and Corey Fuller. That's what I like about Mr. McDuffie coming in number 5 on your list. Then at number 4, I know you love this football player. You've been talking about him all along during the process, Roger McCreary. Well, Roger McCreary is from Mobile, Alabama. And not only he was all SEC, he played against top-level competition, but he's from Mobile. It's something in the water from Mobile when you're talking about the athletes. Hank Aaron, Tommy Aaron, Willie Anderson, DeMarcus Cousins in the NBA, Robert Bazile, Scott Hunter, Jimmy Ward, that's starting for the 49ers at safety. Willie McCovey, one of my greatest players that played with the San Francisco Giants, first baseman. Chris Samuels, you should know about him, Mr. Daniel Kelly. Outstanding offensive tackle.
Number 60.
Billy Williams, that played with the Chicago Cubs baseball. T. Martin, Rich Caster, and Keith McCants. He's coming from an area that the athletes, they work. They work. And then he represented Auburn. Look at all the great corners that he followed. Tommy Powell, All-SEC. Kevin Porter, All-SEC. Corey Barlow, All-SEC. And Eric Ramsey. Daniel number three, I love him. Kareem Elam. History in the NFL. Uncle Mac drafted in the first round by the Baltimore Ravens in 2013, another Gator. His father, Abraham, played 7 years and played 5 with the New York Jets. So this is a young man that's got a lot of pedigree going into the league. But like you said, I like the length on him. 6'3". 6'3". Then he's got a little aggressive tackling, 29 career tackles. But what I like about him, when you look at his length, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. He's got a little bit of Leslie Frazier, defensive coordinator right now with the Buffalo Bills. But right now, remember Leslie when he was on that, the one of the greatest defenses ever for one season with the Chicago Bears, Alcorn State Bears. Yeah. Then Albert Lewis, the left of Albert Lewis, Grambling State, Kansas City Chiefs. The left of the great Willie Brown that played with the Oakland Raiders. And then it reminds me of two guys I saw play in high school that played in the National Football League when I was growing up. Keith Simpson, the first-round pick of the Seattle Seahawks in 1978, and Eric Harris, who didn't go to the National Football League but became a great player over in Canada and then had 6 great years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Both of them was about 6'2", 6'3". Mr. Elam, that's his height. Then, at number two, man, I love this football player here, Kyler Gordon. I love you, brother, his background, dancing and kung fu. But what I like about him, he's an athlete. Freakazoid, 42-inch vertical. Great tackler. And then think about, when you look at his skill set, look at all the great players he fought at the University of Washington and made their hay in the National Football League. Dana Hall, that played with the 49ers. Walter Bailey, that was on the national championship team with Steve Edman. Ray Horton. And then Vesty Jackson. And then when you look at Mr. Gordon, his game is like, to me, his size by 6, even 200 pounds. But he got a little bit of that Aeneas Williams will come up and hit you. Then he got a little bit of that man from San Fernando, California, by the name of Ronnie Lott. And then he got that athletic ability, like that young man that came out of Fort Wayne, that went to that academic school in the Big Ten, Purdue University. His name is Pretty Boy Chico the Barge, Rod Woodson. And then your number one player, Mr. Amon Sauce Gardner. All you have to look at him when you think about him, 6'3", 200. The nickname that comes across my mind and his ability, I give him the nickname Ball Hawk. We all know what Ball Hawk is. 16 pass deflections in his career. 9 interceptions. And you know what? Before I really wanted to get excited about Mr. Gardner, I saw how he played against Jameis Williams in the semifinals of the college football playoff. And Jameis Williams had trouble, because Mr. Gardner was in his grill. As you say, go back and look at the film. So that's telling me he's got that great man-to-man coverage. He's got that stick-em. Like the young man out of Texas A&M, Lester Hayes. Then his running mate that came over from New England, Arizona State finest, Mike Haynes. Then he got a little bit of that young man that played
in a state that my mother and father were born in, the state of Mississippi. I told y'all something in the wide in Mississippi. He ended up being a good corner and played with one team. His name was Mr. Len Barney. Then the great Willie Brown. I'm going to bring him back up again. And then Raven Claiborne, the Eyes of Texas. All those guys had one thing that they could do. They could play press coverage, and they played against the best of the best. And they didn't mind matching up every day. So, Mr. Kelly, I love the top five.
Thank you. Claps. Thank you.
Final words on your top five corners in the 2022 NFL draft.
Absolutely. You mentioned there's something in the water in Mobile. I've been there a couple times at the Senior Bowl. It actually has the best French restaurant I've ever been to as well. So it's a great spot. One thing's barbecue, which, hey, don't get me wrong, they got great barbecue too. But that French restaurant, I had a chicken marsala that was outstanding and a creme brulee. But yeah, absolutely. When you look at the NFL today, this league, it's like I've touched on time and time again in our shows. It's becoming more and more of a pass-happy league. And with teams, 31 out of 32 teams, actually all 32, I think Philadelphia was just slightly over a run-pass balance, about 50.43%. But everybody's throwing the ball more than they're running the ball. As we've seen, only 7 running backs get drafted, I think, in the first round since 2015. Teams are becoming more and more aggressive with the passing game, which means one of two things or both. Either you got to be able to get to the quarterback from an edge-rushing standpoint, or you've got to be able to cover the pass aggressively with great corners. All 5 of these corners we talked today are going in the first round of the 2022 NFL draft. You need guys, the primary attributes you're looking for guys that have the speed, that can flip their hips or play angles. They have an aggressive confidence to them, and all 5 of these guys have that. And so when you're a team in the NFL draft, if you're an owner watching this or a general manager, these are the type of guys you need to get. If you can't get a top flight corner, if you can't get an elite edge rusher, you got to go offensive skill position the first round and try to keep up with the rest of the league. But all 5 of these guys, I enjoyed watching them. All 5 of these guys are going to be great in the National Football League. And as they say in social media, this show is going to age like a fine wine when it comes to these guys. So I love them. And if you haven't seen them, you need to watch them. And Sauce Gardner is something special for sure. So, yeah, I'm excited about these corners. It's a very deep there. I could go another 5, 6, 7 deep right now beyond the ones we talked to today that are going to bring something to the table and make a significant contribution to the National Football League. But I like these guys. They're all on my board as we approach the 2022 NFL draft.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
My final words about these great players at the cornerback position in the 2022 NFL draft. Special thanks before I get into my final word to our producer, Logan Landers, for making it happen today here on 100 Yards of Football.
Thank you. Yes. Great job.
It's very simple. It's an exciting time, man, for all these great young men. So, to all the players that made the top 5 of Daniel Kelly's list, as the great guitarist, one of my most favorite musicians of all the time, and you know how I like music. Coming out of high school in 1978 at Southside High School in my hometown, the 901 Memphis, Tennessee, the great George Benson, his song on Broadway. To all the young top 5 corners that's going into the 2022 NFL draft. The neon lights are bright on Broadway. All you got to do is go back to what that young man said out of Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania in 1969, sitting down there in Miami, sipping on that whiskey. He said that the New York Jets will win Super Bowl III. And he backed it up. And his name was Joe Willie Namath. And when he got back to New York, them neon lights were bright on Broadway. And Joe was rocking a chinchilla coat in the parade. So to all you 5 cornerbacks, one more time, the neon lights are bright on Broadway. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I could not do it with the best in the business. His name is Daniel Kelly, coming out of Key West, Florida. And my name is Vincent Turner. And don't y'all forget it. I'm from the 901. proud of it. Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all be blessed this week.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.